Hey kids, my name is Colin and welcome to the History of Sports for Kids. Today I will be talking about the history of soccer. You might be asking, well, Colin, why did you choose this topic? Well, have you really learned about the history of soccer in history class? I thought not. I did this podcast because not many people know about this topic. Where did soccer start? And why was it invented? Well, with all further ado, let's get right into it. Okay, here we are. In 206 BC, the first game of something similar to soccer called Zhu Chu was recorded. Translated from ancient Chinese to American is called kicking the ball. We also know that in the 9th century, English towns started with cows' bladders. Sorry, cows. Jeez, hold your horses, hold your cows. Anyways, Zhu Chu was originated in China. Zhu Chu was also known as Kuju to kids. The Native Americans had Passer Herman. The indigenous Australians had Marn Grook. And the Moraris had Kio Rahi, to name a few forms of the game. Soccer evolved in Europe in the 9th century and continued to do so. In England, entire towns would kick pigs' or cows' bladders from one landmark to another. For instance, one landmark is a pole and another landmark is another pole. The history of football is a lot older than you think from mentalitch.com. In the early 19th century, the first dedicated soccer clubs were invented in schools. In 1848, the Cambridge Rules are established. The first soccer club is the Sheffield Football Club, founded in 1857. The Cambridge Rules are very similar to the rules today. There are claims that Crystal Palace, England, it's the oldest soccer club in the world, but they are wrong. It really is Sheffield Football Club. The Cambridge Rules are important in football history. Cambridge Rules, 1884.com. In 1863, the Football Association is created. In 1904, the Federation of International Football Association, FIFA, is formed in Paris. The FA is a ruling body for English football, which is soccer in American English. Founded in 1863, FIFA is a ruling body for international football. Founded in 1904. Both associations are still around today. FIFA stands for Discipline, Blind, Respect, Fair Play, not just on the field of play, but in our society as well. FIFA. In 1870, the first FA Cup was played. In 1930, the first FIFA World Cup happened in Uruguay. Big tournaments are very important because it gives suspense and entertainment to the spectators. 32 teams from all over the world play in the FIFA World Cup. There is definitely no sporting event on earth that elicits as much excitement and emotion as the World Cup. That was a long and boring lesson. Now for a quiz to see if you remember. What are the official rules of soccer called? A. The FA rules. B. The Cambridge rules. C. The soccer rules. And D. The FIFA rules. Well, do you know? Well, let's just find out and see. And the correct answer is B. If you guessed B, then you're right. And now a note from our sponsor.
What up today? How to play after download. Complete an agitated and annoying game to have 0.001 chance to play in a $1 trillion competition in an old Model T factory. Guess the sound to win it all. Go to https://www.guessthatsound.com. Or call us at 324-6353-MONEYS. You must be.
Well, that's it. There you have it. Believe it or not, you just learned about the history of soccer, from the rules to the game. Thank you all so much for spending your time to listen. Thank you also to liveabout.com for the information. If you go outside and play soccer today, think about what you just learned today and compare all that stuff to now. You're playing. Goodbye!